Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the 10th parak of Maseches Kelim. So says the Mishnah, Eilu Kelim Natsim B'Sabim Pasil. The following Kelim, if there's, will protect its contents with its Sabim Pasil. Meaning, if it's totally sealed shut, even if it's in an Ola Mace, the contents are protected. Klei Galalim, Kelim made out of animal excrement. Klei Avanim, were made out of stone. Klei Adama, were made out of clay. Klei Cheres, were made out of Cheres. Klei Neser, were made out of Neser. Atzmos hadog v'yaro, made out of fish bone or fish skin. Atzmos chayesh abiyam va'ora, or made out of the bones of creatures that live in the sea, or the skin of creatures that live in the sea. Ukleot eitz ha'tahorim, or wooden kelim that are tahor because they're too big to become tameh. Matzilim bein mipihem, so they'll protect what's inside of them, whether the seal is over the opening of the mouth of the kli, bein mitzideyan, or whether the seal is over the holes that are on the sides of the kli, ben yoshen al shulayan, and that's true whether they're sitting upright, meaning the bottom of the kli is on the floor, and the cover is over the opening is on the top, ben mutan al sidayan, whether the kli is tipped over, so the seal over the mouth of the kli is on the side of the kli, hayu kfuyim al pihen, and even if they weren't sealed at all, but the kli is just turned upside down, so there is no opening, matzilun kol shetachtein at the tahom, they'll be able to protect anything that's underneath it, all the way down to the depths of the earth. Rabbi Elazar Tamei. Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's going to be Tamei. If you have a kli that's upside down and it does not protect Tumah because it doesn't have an actual cover that seals it shut. Al HaKol Matzilin, all of these Kelim will protect everything that's inside of them, Chutz Mikli Cheres, except for a Kli Cheres, Sheinu Matzil El HaLachon El Mashon El Kli Cheres. Because Kli Cheres is limited in what it's able to protect. It can only protect Mashka and food and other clay Cheres. Moving on to Mishnah Beis. Bamem HaKifim, what do you surround and seal off the opening of a kli cheres with in order to protect that which is inside of it? Besid uvegipsis, you seal it with seed or gipsis, different types of plaster. Bezefas v'shava, with tar, with wax. Betita b'tzava, with clay or with wet excrement. Bechomer b'charsis, with mortar or with earthenware powder. Ubekaldavar hamismareach, or anything else that you can smear over the opening to make it totally sealed shut, to make it airtight. Ein makifin lo b'ba'atz v'lo b'oferes, but you cannot seal it with tin or with lead, because it's tight, but it doesn't actually stick to the kli. So if it doesn't actually stick to the kli, it's not really airtight. You cannot seal it shut with pressed figs or with dough that was made with fruit juices, because otherwise it's going to make a pasul, meaning the food is on the is sealing the kli, becomes wet from one of the Zayin Mashkim, then the teal itself is going to be able to be Mekabel Tumah, and is going to become Tameh from the mace that's in that same Ohel. So something that's Tameh is not going to be able to protect the Tumah. So Chacham said, even though right now this dough was only made with Meperos, and therefore is not Tameh and is not Mekabel Tumah, they were still nervous about it, and they made a Din D'Rabbanan that it should not be able to be Matzil. But if they did, then it does work. You're not supposed to do it, but if you did seal it with such things, and they're actually not Tameh, then they're not yet Huchsha L'Kabel Tumah, then they will be able to protect. So to review what we learned today, in Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph, we said the types of different kelim that could protect in an Ohel Meis, and we gave a whole list of them, and we discussed whether they're standing upright, whether the hole is on the top, on the side, whether they're standing upright or on the side, and we had a Machlokas, whether when they're upside down, they're able to protect everything underneath it. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that we discussed what you can seal shut the kli cheres with, and we said, but you can't seal it shut with something like a metal or a lead, because it's not going to really be airtight, nor should you use a food that, even though it's not yet huksha l'kabel tumah, since if it were huksha l'kabel tumah, it wouldn't be matzil, so you shouldn't use a food to protect the contents of a kli cheres. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel.